Really, when you see the hardships that have been inflicted upon their people by the European crisis. It's not just European politicians that have seen a downturn in popularity. The euro itself has also hit huge lows. And, well, Europeans look to alternative types of currency to secure their finances. We can find out more on that from Maria Fanoshina.
These colourful rectangular nodes are not money, but they have a real value. You can go shopping with these bills in your wallet or pay for dinner at a restaurant. The idea of alternative or so-called complementary currencies that people or businesses agree to use for transactions within a particular area, a district, quarter or just a street, may look like something from a kid's game, but the reasons behind it are far from child's play.
Une origine à la fois très pratique.
First, practical. Local currencies stay within the region developing it. Second, ideological. A lack of confidence in official currencies make people want to have something they understand, that they can control and that they can trust, and not just something that is printed, you don't know how, with no control, and leads to speculation.